You know, one of the topics we often cover here at HPR is pedestrian safety. There are many aspects to that, depending on where you live, but there is one part that may surprise you, especially if you live on the island of Oahu. Our partners at Civil Beat have been looking into crosswalks, and specifically it turns out that in Honolulu, the city has been removing crosswalks in order to improve pedestrian safety. Marcel Honore has that story today. He joins us with more. And Marcel, there's a twist in this story that despite a lack of crosswalks, it's still legal to cross at those spots?
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of hard to get your head around some of the logic here, and I kind of try and lay it out in the story. But under state law, it is still legal at these crossings to cross even after the city removes the stripes, right, in these heavily trafficked areas. You know, it's deeming that these crossings, these pedestrian crossings, are not safe, and they could also open up the state to legal liability they could open the city up to legal liability if it's shown that they've looked at these crossings recently and they see that they don't meet the recent federal standards. So the response, by and large, has been to remove as many as 45 crosswalks. Or are slated to remove, either removed or plan to, these 45. The issue really at hand is that they're removing as opposed to enhancing and adding the necessary safety enhancements. It's kind of a confusing, complicated issue because even though they are removing those stripes, it's still legal to cross. And that's where you get situations like on Kapi'olani Boulevard. Some people might have noticed when you cross McCully on Kapi'olani Boulevard near Alawai Community Park, there are still pedestrian crossing signs up at Willy Willy and Pa'ani. And there are curb cutouts or curb ramps for people to cross there, but there are no crosswalk stripes. And so it's very confusing, and you know there are advocates and residents in these neighborhoods that are saying this action is actually making things more unsafe in the long run for pedestrians.
Well, that's also, that's a real concern for pedestrians, but there's another perspective of this in terms of drivers, that if you're driving along and you don't see a crosswalk painted out there, you know, is the driver supposed to know that a crosswalk used to be in a particular location and therefore it's okay for people to cross?
Right. I think the big issue here is that drivers largely aren't aware that these are legal crossings. They don't have, you know, as drivers, we're used to those visual cues that say this is a crosswalk.
Right.
In essence, removing the stripes does not solve the problem. And so really what the piece is looking at is whether, you know, more effort should be done to actually enhance these crossings rather than black out the crosswalk stripings.
You know, as you point out in the piece as well, of course, that's a very expensive undertaking. And again, this is sort of all in the context of simultaneously going on at the point where city and county taking a broader look at pedestrian safety, about streets and all of the rest of that, and adding things such as the, if not rumble strips, but little bumps for, again, as you were saying, cues for the driver to slow down here or be careful. One aspect of your story that's great, you got a map here that indicates where they have removed or are considering removing. And it's a concentration seemingly on some very heavily trafficked areas.
That's right. You see a lot on King Street in particular. If you look at the map, and it's on our website, they really are around the island. Like, there's pretty much every area except the North Shore, I want to say. You'll see these dots. But there is a heavy concentration in these main thoroughfares, and like you were saying, these are expensive things. It's one thing to kind of write a story and say, hey, this is a problem, but you know, the the messy solution is can be very expensive, and it cuts to policy questions, you know, messy policy questions of ultimately, do we want to make these heavily trafficked areas, you know, work better for pedestrians in reality? And what is the consequence? What is the cost? What does that mean for drivers who are going to have to, you know, maybe drive a little slower and not get as far as they are used to? So, yeah.
And a quick but perhaps unfair question, if for a driver, who has liability if a pedestrian is hit in what used to be a crosswalk but is no longer a crosswalk?
That's a really good question. You know, the law states it's a crosswalk, so I don't know. Maybe perhaps the drivers, you know, the law being the law, you have to kind of be up on it. So
why do I think this is going to wind up in a court case someplace down the line? All right. Marcel Honoré, his story is online at civilbeat.org. Marcel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat. Today, reporter Marcel Honoré.